District 150 says it's expecting a 10% cut to its Title I funding next school year. That amounts to about $730,000 that pays for tutors, supplies, and parental involvement efforts for low-income students. District budget analyst Carla Eamon says that the potential cut means choosing between what programs can be scaled back or instead paid for with dollars from the district's education fund.
We're talking like 20 years. We've always had it go to 100%. This would be the first time that if it stays at 90% that we've really had to cut back. Title I is something you rely on every year. No more.
The district also says it might have to competitively apply for Title II funding instead of directly receiving it next school year. That means potentially losing $1.7 million in funds that pay for 7 full-time positions and other programs geared toward teacher improvement. District officials say that those positions, if needed, would be included in the annual reduction in force announcements this spring. I'm Alex Rusciano.